You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off. Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we talk to a young lady from Auburn University about a very special effort called Baby Steps at Auburn University. Now, when you think about universities and offering resources, the support that women receive after childbirth, they're unsure about what to do once their baby's born, and there are very few universities that offer a home of support and empowerment for women, both during pregnancy and after their child is born. Well, Baby Steps comes in and fills that need for those women who want to be able to go to college. And I wanted Caitlin Willing to be able to join me today to talk about this special effort, Baby Steps at Auburn University. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
This is very interesting because, as I said, it's not found at too many universities across the country, but you're working to solve that problem.
Absolutely. So it's actually not found at any university that we know of. We are the first of our kind, and it's beautiful to see we have narrowed in on a population that has kind of been forgotten for many, many years.
That is very interesting. What was it that caused you as a student at Auburn to become part of the Baby Steps program?
So in 2013, I actually met Michelle Schultz. She is our founder and executive director of Baby Steps. And I was working for a nonprofit in Auburn. I had graduated about a year prior to meeting her. And she came to me and said, listen, I have this idea of starting a resource on Auburn's campus for women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. I was told to come talk to you to see if there was a need on Auburn's campus for this specific population. And during that meeting, I just started weeping because that was my story. My junior year at Auburn University, I had found out I was pregnant and had no idea what I was going to do. And if I was going to stay in school and if I was going to keep this baby, how was I going to make that work? And so when Michelle had presented me with that idea, I was able to tell her how hard I fought to have my education and my baby at the same time, and decided it was time that this wasn't going to be other female stories. It was time for people to come together and make a difference and make sure that women at Auburn had help if they had an unplanned pregnancy and wanted to finish college.
And things happen. And when those things happen, we look at opportunities to try to still continue on. And no matter what the situation is, if someone has something happen in their life where it can alter their path, where maybe they planned on being able to finish college and that opportunity starts to seem farther away and it seems bleak. And I'm sure it does when that occurs, that the young ladies out there, they look and say, well, I had the plans to finish college, but am I going to be able to do that? And then when Baby Steps steps in and says, okay, we have a resource to be able to help you to move forward, I'm sure that there's a huge sense of relief for the young women who have gone through this program and utilize this service, if you will, so that they can be able to continue their education.
Absolutely. Having to work and wait tables all night and go to school all day was an extremely daunting experience. And to know that we can support women in a different capacity so that they don't have to struggle like that to finish their education is super important and extremely close to the heart of Michelle and I.
So, Caitlin, that was you. You were waiting on tables and working those hours and trying to figure out how to juggle your college education as well?
That was. When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't have the support of my partner at the time. And my parents were very nervous that I wasn't going to be able to stay in college and raise a baby. So I was given an ultimatum to go ahead and have an abortion or else they were going to pull all financial support from me. And at that point in time, I was very stubborn and hard-headed, and I decided I wanted to parent. So I had to make things work on my own and make rent payments on my own and really navigate life as a college student that had this newborn baby and just really had to juggle things so I was able to finish school at Auburn.
That is incredible. And what did you finish with your degree? What did you ultimately graduate with?
So I have a bachelor's in human development and family studies with a concentration in child development.
Was that your path before you became pregnant?
It kind of was the path. I actually was a child life major, so a concentration in child life. But because I got pregnant right around the time I needed a full internship, I was not able to pick up and go to any children's hospital around the United States. It's a very hard program to get into. And so I decided to stay local and switch up my concentration a little bit to child development and was able to do an internship for a local nonprofit.
Well, I'll tell you, Caitlin, people talk about having experience when it comes to getting jobs. And I think about someone who's earning that type of degree, and I don't know that there's any other experience that you could have had to make you understand even better about children and family and help you enhance you as a person when it comes to what you ultimately finished with that degree, having a child and having that experience, so you can actually empathize with so many out there, including those who are involved with baby steps, as you reach out and say, you know what, I've been there, I've done that, and you can accomplish what maybe you think is not possible at this point.
Absolutely. You know, later on down the road, I end up getting married, and I tell people, my wedding day was a great day, but the best day of my life was when I walked across that stage knowing I had a one-year-old cheering me on in the stands because I fought tooth and nail to finish my degree, and it really was one of the best, most memorable days I'll have in my life.
Wow. How old is your baby now?
He's 10.
Not so much of a baby now, a decade.
He is not, and we've added 4 other siblings, so there's a total of 5 of them now.
How about that? Wow. Yes. Now, when you talk to a 10-year-old and you're able to share your story, and I know you're talking about a 1-year-old as you cross the stage to graduate, but that is a pretty remarkable story to be able to share with your now 10-year-old. I have an 8-year-old myself, and I know that she would very clearly understand if I shared a similar story with her. So have you been able to share that and the importance of what you were able to accomplish with your child?
Absolutely. So I actually met my husband after my son was born, and he has since adopted my son. So we celebrate his Gotcha Day every year. So he knows his story. He knows why his mom works for Baby Steps tirelessly and balances being a mom of 5 while working for a nonprofit. And it's a little bit of his story as well. I wonder, you know, later on down the road, how this will impact him. And if nothing more, will light a fire under him to get his degree, finish school, and make an impact on the world.
Well, he certainly has mama to look back to and say, hey, mama, I'm having a little trouble. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. Think about what I told you back when you were 10, 9, 8. And so there won't be many excuses, will there, Caitlin?
No, you're there to work hard and finish school. And if I can walk to school with a big, swollen, pregnant belly and wait tables with that same belly at 9, anybody can do it.
Well, Caitlin, if you'll stick with me, we'll go to a quick break and then we'll come back. And I do want to have a call to action. I want people to know how they can help Baby Steps, and also want to make sure that we're able to reach out to those who may need a program like this, and also talk about the possibilities here when it comes to offering this at more universities around the country. As you mentioned, Auburn, as far as you know, is the only program that's offered like this. And if you'll stick with me, we'll talk more about that, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, we're talking to Caitlin Willing, and we're talking about Baby Steps at Auburn University, helping those young ladies who need the support when they are pregnant and then after pregnancy to be able to finish their college degrees. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Caitlin. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I talk with Caitlin Willing. Caitlin has a story that she shared in the first segment that tells us that she has been there and done that when it comes to baby steps at Auburn University and trying to help those young ladies who want to finish their degree. They become pregnant, they're expecting, they're wondering, can I do this? Can I accomplish what I hoped to do? Caitlin's story and her experience certainly tells those young ladies, yes, you can. Caitlin is sharing about baby steps because I wanted ladies to know that there is opportunity out there, that there are people out there who are trying to help you when it comes to finishing your degree. Even when you have a baby, when you have a child, and you can still do this, you can accomplish this. And I'd like to welcome Caitlin Willing back to the show. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Wow. First segment was great as you shared some of your story. And I think that being relatable in what you're doing through this nonprofit Baby Steps at Auburn University obviously gives you an advantage because you can share that experience. If you were a person who said, you know, I haven't been there, I haven't done that, but I think you can accomplish this, that's certainly not as, I would say, that probably doesn't make a person as hopeful as it does when you say, I waited tables, I was pregnant, I had this happen, that happen, I was still able to walk across that stage when my baby was 1 year old. That certainly hits home with the young ladies. And hopefully what it does is it inspires them, it encourages them. And I know that that's what you hope it does as well.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about young ladies out there who need a resource like this. Let's specifically talk about Auburn University first, and how those ladies can utilize this program at Auburn University. And then we'll talk about the bigger picture about the possibilities of baby steps being offered on other campuses.
Sure. So I think when people hear baby steps at Auburn University, they may get a little confused thinking that we are funded by the university, but we are actually our own 501c3 nonprofit, fully funded by individual donors, mostly Auburn alumni that want to see this mission be successful on their campus. But the more we've expanded over the years, we opened our doors in 2017, our other universities are coming to us, people on other campuses saying, we love what you're doing. There's nothing like this at our university. How can we bring it here? And so over the last year, we have worked really hard to try to figure out what does expansion look like. This is obviously a one-of-a-kind nonprofit, and it needs to be a staple across the United States at every university.
So, Caitlin, how are they finding out about the program? If universities are coming to you, if there are those who are coming to you and asking about baby steps. What is it that is causing them to find out what is happening in Auburn, Alabama?
Honestly, word of mouth is huge. So with Auburn alumni, we realize that, yes, they graduate from Auburn, but they move all over the United States. But they try to keep in touch, stay with the Alumni Association, stay plugged into the university. And so every now and again, they may see us on social media or see our presence on campus, and it starts spurring questions in their mind of, hey, I'm an Auburn alum. I live in Orlando, really close to UCS. What if we brought this here or to UF? Really, it's caught wind by people and word of mouth of what we're doing and how we really are the first of our kind.
So, Caitlin, I was in Andalusia, Alabama, just a couple of weeks ago in Covington County, and I covered the Alabama National Alumni Association as they offered scholarships to students around the country. And so when it comes to the Auburn National Alumni Association, you've had maybe an opportunity to be able to reach out through that organization and get support?
Really through our presence on campus when they have tailgates and events like that is really how we have seen alumni take part of what we have going on here at Auburn. And then them just simply finding out about us on social media.
And I think I'll reach out to the president. He is the, what do they call it when you're not president yet, but you're in waiting. It's what's the terminology? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. It's the president-elect. So I think I'll reach out to the president-elect for the University of Alabama National Alumni Association as well and let him know about this since he is developing his platform as he takes office next April 2023.
Wow.
So this might be a good connection since I just finished up an interview with him and talk about that, because if it can go from Auburn to Tuscaloosa and then say over to Starkville and one city to the next as we reach across the country from school to school, that's a way that it happens, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it's our goal right now to fundraise about $200,000 for the next year of expansion efforts, because we are just one campus right now. So we're a smaller staff, and it obviously takes monetary help to be able to hire extra employees on to make sure that we can provide baby steps in this beautiful little cookie cutter box and say, these are the instructions. This is how you do it. Here is help for you along the process and really get these campuses off the ground and running smoothly. Kind of like Chick-fil-A. So if you get them all to run like Chick-fil-A, it would be perfect.
I like that. And it's a work in progress. So as you're learning new things, especially since this is the first time, there's been a learning curve, obviously, as you've tried to adapt and overcome some challenges and figure out, okay, this worked and this didn't, and then ultimately make a program that someone else can follow the pattern exactly and then have the same success that you're having at Auburn University. Speaking of success, do you know the rate of graduation or some of the success stories so far that have come to you and you said, wow, that is amazing because this person here didn't think they could finish and yet they did?
Absolutely. So from opening our doors in 2017, we have helped 18 student moms walk across that stage proudly, earning their degree from Auburn University. We have helped a total of 71 student moms along the way and actually housed 7 moms and their little tiny tigers over the years. This summer, we actually will have 3 other student moms moving in. So it's constantly moving, constantly growing. We're constantly learning, but to see these numbers as proof of the impact we can have, not only on the individual, but that child that is being raised, to know that you are impacting generations is truly moving.
And Caitlin, I certainly want to give you an opportunity after you've been able to share the success for other people outside of even the Auburn community to be able to support this effort. So what can people do now to try to support Baby Steps?
Absolutely. So there's 2 ways you can support us financially, either supporting Baby Steps at Auburn University, which is a very campus-specific donation, or helping with the expansion efforts with our creating a nationals per se. So if you would like to help donate, you can go onto our website, babysteps.org, and you will see a donate tab. And in that tab, you'll be able to put a little note in, how would you like your money given? Would you like it given to Auburn's campus specifically, or would you like it going to funding a national program so we can see this on campuses around the United States?
And Caitlin, I appreciate the fact that you were willing to take on baby steps to become part of this effort with your own story, your own journey, and be able to help these young ladies. 18. Congratulations to any one of those young ladies who is listening right now. Congratulations to you for accomplishing this, for finishing that journey that you were on to get your college degree. My hat's off to you for what you have done and what you've been able to do. And same thing to you, Caitlin. I appreciate the fact that you kept focusing on what you wanted to do, and you did it. That's amazing. It's an amazing story. And I know that beyond the ladies who are listening, there are people out there who need to hear about those who face these types of challenges and still are able to rise above and accomplish their goals.
Absolutely. It never gets old. It never gets old seeing a student mom graduate with, we call them their tiny tigers, since we're at Auburn University, with those tiny tigers on their hips. And if you're looking for even just a tangible way to see these faces, our social media, our Instagram and our Facebook, Baby Steps at Auburn University, really will give you a view into these faces and these women that are being impacted for the rest of their lives through a program like this. And our hope is to truly bring this across the United States, impact women for the rest of their lives, impact their children, and give them hope and the tools to be able to finish their college education and make a difference for the rest of their lives.
Caitlin Willing, Baby Steps at Auburn University, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this very special nonprofit effort.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Caitlin Willing and all those who have gone through the program who have benefited from Baby Steps at Auburn University. I hope that this show has encouraged and inspired you, and that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Share it with your National Alumni Association. Let them know about it so that this can grow and go across the country and help many more people to finish their degree. We want you to follow the Facebook and Instagram as well, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. Of course, you can listen to the Mark White Show now on Sundays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time through 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting. You can also stream that show on Sunday mornings at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. of Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.